Be'ez Hashem is Be'ochu, we begin Perek Abba Asr, the 14th chapter in the Rambam, Sechas Tumas Tzeras, and Laws of Tumah of Tzeras, and the Sefer Torah in the Book of Purity, which now we begin the third category. We spoke about Tzeras Adam, many of the first Perakim, we spoke about Tzeras of the Beged, and now we talk about Tzeras that applies to a bias, to a house. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding what's the measurement of a nega of a house and what its appearance looks like. Tzeras Batim, Tzeras of homes, Kishnei Grisin Zebetzad Zeh. Unlike other things we said, it's one gris. Here it's like two grisin, one right next to the other. Nimtza comes at Reichav Nega, the width of the Nega, is the way the area of where six hairs would sprout on the body, which that's really the measurement of a gris, that's the width, but the arka, its length, is like 12 hairs in a square, because that's essentially when you have two grisin near each other, you have the same width, but you can be doubling in the length. Whatever is less than this of a nega in the home, tar is going to be tar. And b'chal ha'shirin halacha l'mishmasina, as Rambam said many times, the halachas of these measurements are halacha l'mishmasina. Halacha base. Shleisha simoni tumei yesh b'batim. There are three signs of tumah regarding what the nega looks like in the house. You have yimat yirakrak, the color that is very green, v'damdam very red, and v'apasayin regarding when it expands. V'kul mefarash matur, they're all explicit in the Torah. Now, Shnei Hamaris, Mitzarfin Zemzeh, and the two colors combine with the other, like we said already, regarding the laws of garments. Ufisayin, now regarding its expansion, if it's Hasamach, if it's connected, so kosher, then even the minute amount is going to be considered as a similar tumah. But Rochik, if it's distant, it's going to be kagris, it's going to be the size of a gris. Aval Hachiz Achar Hitayach, but that which comes back after it was plastered, which we're going to explain later on in the next parak on Halacha Beis, that's Kishnei Gris, and that has to be not a kol shu, and not a gris, that would have to be like the amount of how much the original nega has to be, the size of two grisin. Halacha gimel. In nigibot metamen, a nega of a house does not contaminate as she yamari ha-nega until the appearance of the nega is shuffled and akira looks deeper than that of the wall. Shlomak says in the pasuk, in vayikar shekarudois, which is she used shaken by kiris, that it should be submerged in the walls. Now, ubishne ha-maris, and regarding these two colors that we mentioned, maskirin o'machlitin, then we put into quarantine, or we confirm it as a bias that has a nega. In other words, we're not going to make it as a confirmed bias only if it has one of these two colors. Or, now, uva pisayin, now regarding when it expands, then noitzin. Then what you do is actually, then you demolish the area that has the nega. Now, mimpasa achir tayach, and now if it expands after it was already plastered over, then noitzin says kol habayis, then you smash the whole house. K'may shabbat, we're going to explain later on, also in the next parak on halacha beis. Halacha dal. When a person sees a nega in the house, even if he's a smart person, a wise person that knows for sure definitively that there's a nega, not decree and say, oh, nega nearly babayis, I have seen a nega in my house. Really says to the coin, can nega nearly babayis? Like it says in the pasuk, like a nega, it appeared to me in the house. Oh, so the coin will decide. But tziva coin, first the coin commands, they clear out the house. Even bundles of wood and bundles of reeds, which generally are things that not mekabel tumah anywhere else, the Torah made a gezeira that here in the house of a nega it's going to be mekabel tumah. And since the Torah is concerned even for things that are very insignificant, that to clear it out and that they should not become tumah and be a loss for the person, and then the kohen comes and he enters and he looks at the nega. Now, halacha, a bias of regarding a dark house, ain't poiskin by chaloinus lyris is nega. You don't open up the windows to see the nega. Elam in a nega nearby, rather, you cannot see the nega as it is, tar, it's going to be tar. V'achashir akoin is a nega, and after he does see the nega, yitzav yamin al pesach abayis b'tzad ha-mashkev, he should go out and stand by the entry of the house by the side of the doorway, and v'yaskir o yachlit o yiftern, either he'll quarantine it, or confirm it as a nega, or declare it as exempt. Shlomo says in pasuk, the yotza hakoyim in abayis b'goyim, the koin leaves the house, etc., and then it says v'hizkaz abayis, and he's going to put into quarantine. Which is loishi yaskevu b'teich beis, you should not quarantine while he's in the house, or b'teich beis menuga, or in the inside of the house that has a nego, tachas amashkev, or even beneath the doorstep, el b'tzad pischa, rather on the side of the entryway. But v'im ome tachas amashkev, if he was standing beneath the doorway, or shaholach lebeis b'iska, or he went to his house, and only there did he quarantine it, harizim b'iska, after the fact, that will be considered as a quarantine. Now, halacha above, the Rambam continues regarding what's the size of the house that could have a tumah of negoim. So, in the bais matam negoim, a house does not have a tumah of negoim. A chiyu boy arba amas al arba amas ayasa, until it has at least an area of 4 amas squared or more. And v'yeheloi arbok, some has to have 4 walls. And v'ubonim ba'aretz has to be built on the ground. Ba'avonim v'ofer v'etzim, with stones, with earth, and with wood. Shlomo says in the pasuk, es avonim v'es etzim v'es afarim. It talks about its stones, its wood, and its earth. Now, Aval Mahoy by Pachas Marba Amas Alarba Amas, but if it was less than the area of 4 Amas squared, or it was not 4 walls, it was actually round. Or had only 3 walls, or had 5 walls. Or was actually built on the boat, not on the ground. Or Tol Alarba Kurz was hanging, suspended from 4 beams. In the time of the gun, it's not going to be in the time of the gun. But if it's built on 4 pillars, where, in other words, it's 4 corners and the roof is resting on that, that will have a tumah b'negam. Now, halacha zayin kama b'negam, but we said it has to have stone, earth, and wood. How many stones does it have to have? So in parchas mishmar, they cannot have less than 8, which is shtei avonim. Chol koitzel has to have 2 stones in every wall from the 4 walls that it has. And the reason is k'deshi kol koitzel ro'ol nega, has to be that every single wall is fit to have a nega. Because in the time of the gum, because the house does not have a time of the gum, at shidur by kishne grisin al shteivon, until you actually could see the two grisin, which is the measurement on 2 stones. Krishna says in the pasuk is havana mashaben anega, on the stones that the nega is seen on. So that's what it is. So you have to have at least every wall has that ability, which are 2 stones, and that's therefore that's the minimum, so that you have each wall have the ability of having that one nega, which is the 2 grisin on 2 stones. Now, but coming eight to me, boy, how much wood does it have to have? So the amount of wood that you could put beneath the lintel, that which is the door stopper, that's how much wood has to have. For how much earth? So that you could put in the cracks between the cracks in the stone or between the boards and the stone, that's how much earth you have to have. But if you had less than the measurements that we mentioned, in the time of the gun, it's not going to have a tumah of the gun. Now, however, halavein and bricks, vashayish and marble, in chashum kavan, that will not qualify for the halacha of the stone that you have to have. Now, bayis, if you have a house, she'echad mitzidah mechubah b'shayish, one side is covered in marble. Ve'echad b'sela, one side is covered in boulders. Ve'echad b'vein, one side is covered in bricks. Ve'echad b'afa, one is covered in earth and mortar. In the time of the gum, it's not going to be time of the gum. It has to have, like we said, on all 4 sides, the stone. Halacha tes, bayish lohoyu boya b'n veitzim kashir. If there was a house that did not have the requisite measurement of stones and wood, b'nir b'nega, and then the nega appears in it, and then subsequently it was then supplemented to have the measurement of the stone and the wood and the mortar, still tar, it's going to be tar, because at the time when the nega was seen, it was not fit to have the halacha of negoim. Halacha yud, if you have a house that was covered with plants, sabitlam, so the plants are nullified to the structure, and therefore they're not going to have the halacha as food items anymore, which are not so severe to have a tumah chamura. Rather, since they're being utilized in the function of like wood, of lumber, harim kate, so they can actually have quality as their wood, and therefore if the house becomes tumah, because the nega they're also going to have the tumah with it, the severe tumah of the nega of a bais. Like we can explain later on, perik tezayin. Halachi Rav Duram continues regarding the ownership of the house to have the quality of tumas negoim and also its agency. Yerushalayim v'chutzlarts, regarding Yerushalayim and or out of Eretz Yisrael, in Metam Negam, homes over there do not have Tumas Negam. The reason for that is, it says in the Pasig, what has Tumas Negam of Abayis, is Beveis Eretz Achazaschim, in the house, in the land, that's your inheritance, which is only Eretz Yisrael, not Chutzlarts. And Yerushalayim, Lenischak L'Shvat, Yerushalayim was not divided amongst the tribes, it's no one's inheritance. Uvot HaGoyim Shev Eretz Yisrael, in Metam Negam, also, the homes of the Gentiles in Eretz Yisrael do not have Tumas Negam, because only Eretz Achazaschim, not that of the Gentiles. Now, if someone purchases a house from a Gentile, you look at it initially like as if the nega just happened right now in the hand of the Jew. If you have a house that one side is a Gentile, and the other side of the townhouse is a Jew, or let's say tidechad ba'aretz v'tidechad bechutzlaretz, or let's say one side is an Eretz Yisrael, the other side is an out of Eretz Yisrael. In the Metam Megam, it's not going to be Metam Megam; it has to be totally a Jew in Eretz Yisrael. Ushar kalabatim shav Eretz Yisrael. Now, however, all other homes in Eretz Yisrael, metam negam, they do have tumas negam. Bein tzvum b'di adam, whether it was colored through human intervention, mitzvum b'di shemam, or they have natural colors. It's not like garments where we said only the white ones are metame. Rather, all even if it's colored, it's going to have a tumah of a bais. Halacha yedalad bais seisha, the house of a woman, because the pasuk says uvasha loy habais. We would think that loy means loy masculine, v'loy la, or loy v'loy lahem, which is that of Beis HaShutfin, which is the next case of a jointly owned house. So as we're saying that no, it says Beis Eretz Achazaschim, which sounds like any house that's in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, the house of a woman, or the house of partners, the Beis HaKnesset, the Beis HaMedrash, or even a shul or Beis HaMedrash, Shesh B'Mdida, that has an apartment, L'Chazanim, L'Tamidim, for attendance or for the students, Metam Negam, they will have a Tama of Negam. Halacha Tezvav, Kidur Se'evus. Now, however, the walls of a trough, of an animal feeder, of a Kiryas HaMachitzah, or the walls of a partition in the house, that in Matam Legum, they don't have Tumas Legum, they're not considered as part of a house, and therefore they won't have this Tumah of a Bais.